Hello, it is Saturday, December 31st, 2022, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 150, 1 Chronicles 2, 18 through 55, and Acts 8, 26 through 40. We're going to start today with Psalm 150. Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens, praise Him for His mighty deeds, praise Him according to His excellent greatness, praise Him with trumpet sound, praise Him with lute and harp, praise Him with tambourine and dance, praise Him with strings and pipes, praise Him with the sounding of cymbals, praise Him with the loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles 2, 18 through 55. Caleb, the son of Hezron, fathered children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. And these were her sons, Jeshir, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezaleli. Afterward, Hezron went into the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead, and Geshur and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kinneth and its villages, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb went into Ephrathah, the wife of Hezron, his father, and she bore him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jerahmeel, the firstborn of Hezron, Ram, his firstborn, Bana, Oren, Uzam, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel also had another wife whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam, the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, Maaz, Jamin, and Eker, the sons of Onam, Shammai, and Jada, the sons of Shemaiah, Nadab, and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Abban and Molid, the sons of Nadab, Salid, and Apain. And Salid died childless, the son of Apaid, Ishi, the son of Ishi, Shishan, the son of Shishan, Alain, the sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, Jethir, and Jonathan, and Jethir died childless, the sons of Jonathan, Peleth, and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jerahmeel. Now, Shishan had no sons, only daughters, but Shishan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jarha. So Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to Jarha, his slave, and she bore him Attai. Attai fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ephelah, and Ephelah fathered Obed, and Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Elisha. Elisha fathered Shishmai, and Shishmai fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Jechemiah, and Jechemiah fathered Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, Mereshah, his firstborn, who fathered Ziph, the son of Mereshah, Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tapah, Rechem, and Shammah. Shammah fathered Ramah, the father of Jorkeam, and Rechem fathered Shammai, the son of Shammai, Maon, and Maon fathered Beth-zur, Ephath, also Caleb's concubine, bore him Haran, Mozah, and Gazez, and Haran fathered Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Regem, Jothan, Geshon, Pelet, Ephath, and Shaph. Makkah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber, and Tirhanah, also she bore Shaph, the father of Madmanah, Shiva, the father of Mechbenah, and the father of Gibeah, and the daughter of Caleb was Achshah. These were the descendants of Caleb, the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Shalem, the father of Bethlehem, and Hareph, the father of Beth-Garder. Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, had other sons, Hario, half of the Manuahoth, and the clans of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Perthorites, the Shemulathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zoorathites and the Estolites, the sons of Salem, Bethlehem, the Netephalites, Eroth, Beth Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites, the clans also of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shemathites, and the Sukuthites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Acts 8:26-40. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began with this scripture. He told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. That what prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade.